Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Get Your Willies Out, the podcast where we attempt to give you advice on your fucked up lives, whether that be about love, relationships, sex, willies, freediving. Yeah, in the Olympics.
God, have you seen that documentary about freediving?
No, what's it called?
Last Breath or something.
Oh my God, no, but it looks good. Is it good? Is it stressful?
Oh, it's so... Like, do you know what freediving is?
Well, they don't have any oxygen.
They just fucking dive.
I'm sorry, but... Right, I have a thing to say insane. About that. I've got a thing to say about freediving. I've got a thing to say about cave diving.
Right, quickly as we can then.
Why the fuck... When people do stuff like cave diving for fun, I'm like, what... There's nothing down there.
Dirty water.
I'm sorry, but like, disclaimer, there's nothing down there. Why are you going down there in these tight spaces?
Looking for the creature from the blow.
Oh my God, don't. Shameless plug of mine and Tom's film that we're in. Creature from Below on Amazon Prime. But I get skydiving, I get scuba diving, because it's like cool things. It's like adrenaline. I suppose they get adrenaline from cave diving.
And from freediving. They love the thrill of nearly dying.
Almost dying. That's giving, like, that's basically, so like, that's like suffocation king.
Yeah.
That's actually a suffocation
king. On a really fucking extreme scale.
Extreme scale. Just have someone choke you, please.
It's crazy.
I beg you,
the
have
shit
someone
they do.
Choke you and doggy. I beg you, please.
It's much safer, actually.
So much safer. Mm. Although, have you heard about those people that have kinks where they get literally locked in boxes and stuff? People have weird kinks, like, dangerous kinks. And you hear about the people that, like, they're being, like, wanked off and they'll have, like, an oxygen mask and they'll cut the oxygen off and then they're, like, their body's, like, shaking and they're, like, come. So odd.
But why can't they just, when they turn the oxygen mask off, why can't they just breathe normally?
Well, no, as in, like, I don't make the rules. They, like, suffocate them. And, like, they can't breathe, and they do it until their body's actually shaken, and then they release it, and they're like, and they, like, literally rock solid. Like, they get really turned on by
That's
it.
So bizarre.
Yeah,
I can't even.
It's me.
Right. I can't even process that.
You would have seen me in my room. Someone coming in, I'm not just going to tell.
Oh, for God's sake.
Jake, sorry.
To my gym.
Should we get on with the dilemmas then?
Yeah, let's have a look at some willies, shall we? So we've got a platform princess.
Right.
We've got say it, don't spray it.
Spray it.
And we've got road rage.
Road rage. Because I passed my driving test last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
Babes, no, I told you I went to Greece.
Oh, yeah, you did. Automatic.
I almost, yeah. All right. Yeah, drop that in.
Bottom!
I drove in Greece and I almost reversed off a fucking cliff.
Oh, it always happens in Europe.
And then I almost drove, I literally drove into traffic that was like driving. And I was like, sorry, into the traffic lights, sorry.
Traffic doesn't usually drive, usually it's standing still. Anyway, so road rage is from Benny. He's 30 and he's from Croydon.
Mm-hmm. I went to college in Croydon.
Did you? Yes. I find it weird that that's in Croydon.
Honestly, it shouldn't be. Yeah. People used to get mugged all the time. It was really bad.
Benny says he's having a bit of an issue with his emotional regulation.
Oh my God, don't you fight till you come to the right place.
Whilst driving, specifically, to put it lightly.
Oh, so right.
Last time I had an altercation on the road, somebody wouldn't let me join their lane in standstill traffic, and I got out the car, knocked on their window, and gave them a piece of my mind. I want to know what he said.
Well, I want to know what he said as well. What did you say?
What'd you call him?
That's so gay. That is so
you fucking gay,
gay
bitch. I suppose I worry that one day I'll do it to the wrong person and get absolutely murked.
Murked?
It's been a long time since I heard the word murked.
I haven't heard murked in so long.
That's
bring
jokes.
Back murked and bring back that's so gay.
That's so gay.
Murked.
Get murked.
Get murked.
Like, get fucked. Any tips for dealing with cunts who can't drive on the road? Well, I can tell that you are an angry person.
Also, you can tell that you're talking about me.
I hate cunts that can't drive on the road. I am so with you, Benny. I say, don't fucking give it up. Slam on their windows. Take a sledgehammer, just in case they get mad. Like, fucking
like
hell.
Nardia, I'd be like, don't give up your dreams.
People make me so mad when they're just not reasonable. And people just like, oh, I don't get me started. You're going to have to speak.
Oh my God. Tom's emotional regulation is not doing well right now. No. I would say, devil's advocate, I am the cunt on the road that can't drive because I'm newly passed. I would never wear a P plate.
Get off the road.
I'd never wear a P plate.
Get off the fucking road.
But I need to get from A to B. I've got a hookup to go to.
You don't have a car.
No, I don't have a car.
Are you kidding?
I don't have a car. But I do think that, like, you know, for example, me in Greece, I was that cunt that couldn't drive. But sometimes have a little bit of grace, you know. Stop being so high strung. Not everyone's fucking Lewis Hamilton.
I bet Lewis Hamilton's a really bad driver on normal roads.
You need to bring that closer to you.
Oh, it's fine. I'm projecting.
He's being really silly. But I think, you know what, for the plot, you know what we're going to say, carry on doing it. Carry on. Good for you. Carry on. But sometimes people do deserve to be ranted at.
I was going
to
say, people that are shit at driving need to be told, because otherwise they're going to keep doing it. They need to feel some shame. They need to feel some embarrassment. They need to go back and do their fucking driving test again.
Fucking hell. What do you think about elderly drivers?
Well, some of them can drive.
Well, some of them,
some of them cannot.
How do you feel about the whole, like, at a certain age, or once you, when you get to a certain age, you have to retake your test? Because obviously the rules of the road change. But can you believe, you can come from, like, America to our country and hire a car. And the fact that I can go to Greece, Crete, not gyros. I could go to Crete in Greece and I could drive a car, not knowing one fucking thing about their rules of the road.
This is mostly the same, really. Like,
it's fucking gross.
Well, yeah, that's about it, though, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, when I tell
you, kilometers
I would
per hour.
Be driving, and I would be, people would be taking over me constantly on the roads in Greece, and I was like, why is someone taking over me? But I couldn't read the fucking speed signs because there'd be two numbers. I'm like, which fucking number is it? Like, it was so confusing. And
I can't explain that.
Well, you can't, no, because you're not Greek.
No.
You're Maltese.
That is true.
He is Maltese. Yeah, he is Maltese. Yeah. Very European, very good. Fair. Gay or European? Both.
Both. Both, bitch.
So I think that, like, oh, my back's in bits. I think that you need to...
Blown your back out, have you?
Maybe I have. What's it to you? I think... Carry on. Sometimes people kind of deserve to be told. That's controversial.
That, wow, profound.
But they do. But at the same time, be careful, because someone, could murk you, in the words of, what's his name?
I forgot.
God, we love him.
Benny.
So Benny Wenny Woo.
That's a really cute name.
In the words of Benny Wenny Woo is, don't get murked.
Benny 30 from Croydon. I'm kind of into you, Benny.
Benny sounds kind of hot.
Fit name.
Like, you know, like...
Murks people in the road.
Right. I would love Benny to punch me in the face. Oh! Like, you know what? I'm going to find Benny on the road. I'm going to undercut him. And be like, whoops, sorry.
What's your, like, what's the most... You probably don't have an opinion on this. I was going to say, like, what's the most annoying thing that people do on the roads?
Well, I've not been driving long enough. I've literally only driven for a week. Like, on, like, after my test and stuff, I was in Greece like a week. Mm-hmm. I drove. But, like, annoying thing is... I don't know, like, for some reason, I overtook people in Greece because sometimes they'd be annoying, but people overtaking me kind of sparked, like, a trigger in me that, like, you think about them.
People tailgating
me. You think about them.
Really fucks me off. I'm like, my love, there's a speed camera coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the speed limit. You go get yourself a ticket, but I'm not fucking moving from this lane.
Also, it's just like, I don't know, it's like, especially when you can't see them, you can't see their face, like, you just know it's someone there thinking, like,
I slow down.
That little fucking gay boy in that car is going too fast. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fucking take that fucking,
I slow down. If someone's tailgating me, and, like, the most annoying thing is if there's three lanes, right, and they're all pretty, like, jammed, but everyone's going 20 miles an hour, like, you can't really go faster in any lane because there's so many cars on it. And so, like, just fucking deal with it, right? You want to go 25 miles an hour, so you're up my ass, and then you fucking speed round me, honk, and put your middle finger up. I'm like, go fuck yourself. And then they get 2 meters ahead of you, and then you overtake them in your lane because they're stuck in traffic again. I'm like, grow up, you fucking twat.
Have you ever experienced somebody putting, like, the middle finger up at you?
Constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I say something quite funny? My mum's going to kill me, but I have vivid memories growing up of being in the car with my mum and her being like, oh, fuck off.
My mum's exactly like
my
that.
My mum's road rage growing up was so funny. I'd be like, Mum, stop it. And she'd be like, oh, that fucking bitch. And she'd be like this in the fucking mirror, like, fuck off.
My mum does that in the supermarket.
But as a kid, I was like, Mum, stop it. But now I'm like, yeah, fair play. What the fuck?
Do you know what? That was a joke. But actually, I remember in the supermarket, my mum, like, if someone's standing in the middle of an aisle with a trolley, she'd literally be like, go and stand there and be like, great place to stand.
I'm dead.
And I'd be like, Mummy!
So embarrassing.
Okay, so this is the only way I can compare it to you. What's his name?
Benny Winnie.
The only way I can compare it to you, Benny, is that like I get road rage, but in London, like
walking.
Yeah. The amount of times I'm a very reasonable person.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I have a lot of empathy.
People walking four abreast.
The other day, some girl stopped. Literally, she got to the top of the fucking escalator. She fucking stopped and went on her phone, and it was like a visceral reaction to me. I went, "Why would you stop there?" It was like
Oh my god!
It just came out. I was like, "That's hard." But it's like, don't use your brain. Why are you stopping? It's like, oh my god! And when people get on the fucking tube, they don't let you off. I have a reaction. I go, "Oh yeah, I guess I'll just fucking stay on then." Like, use your brain. Are you thick? I've got nowhere to go. You fucking do. Are you dumb?
And also, when people are trying to get onto a full train, like, the train's already full. You get to the next stop, there is no space. Mm. And then people try and fucking step on and be like, can you move down? And we're like, no.
There's no down.
But equally, when there is space to move down,
it pisses me off. Don't get me started.
Don't get me fucking started. We've got a lot of anger in.
Vivid memories of people when I have to get the train from, like, Crayford to, like, to go to Brit. People have, oi, can you fucking move down? Because I get the anger. If there's space, I get it. Because it's selfish. Move down. Move down. And also, like, just in and around London, like, tourists, I love you. Thank you so much for coming and visiting our country. But, like, when...
Fuck off.
You're just a huge... You have a big gaggle of tourists. And I'm like, fucking no!
Big gaggle of Greeks.
I've got a life! Get out of the fucking way! And we're not all here for a fucking 3 day out. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I've got a life here. Like, I have got someone
got bills to pay. You think these cunts are going to pay my mortgage?
I've got money! Yeah, Sebi, we get your anger.
So, yeah, Benny, fucking crack on, because there's a lot of dickheads out there.
Sebi?
Yeah, well, I think we should move on from that. What we got? We got Say It, Don't Spray It, and we got Platform Princess.
Say It, Don't Spray It, because I literally just spat on the spit guard.
It's not a spit guard. It's not for spitting on. It's a pop filter.
Yeah. So, if I go like this...
Yeah.
Will it come out like a...
It will sound shit, yes.
Peter Piper picked a pickled pepper for his penis.
Lovely.
Will it come out funny?
Yes.
Fair. All right, come
on. I'll leave it in so you can hear it. So Say It Don't Spray It is from David. He's 26. And he's from Dublin. He's from Dublin.
From Dublin. Oh, we had a good time in Dublin.
Oh, we did.
Look at that George.
Oh, we had a grand time.
Someone fucked me in the fucking hole.
Ah, fuck me in the pussy.
Someone was in there.
Lovely stuff. That's grand. Royce.
Granddad.
So, David has just started seeing a guy who, for all intents and purposes...
Gay!
Yes, he is gay. And is very lovely and really cute. Oh,
that's nice.
Unfortunately, he has a habit of sharing his saliva with everyone at the dinner table.
Oh, you're having
I kind of ignored it to start with, but now it's getting a little bit more serious. And he's met my friends. Everyone is commenting on it, and I'm kind of embarrassed. That's so bad. Like, that's so sad that like all your friends aren't being like, oh yeah, he's nice, but he does spit.
That's really, really mortifying. If that ever happens, so if you ever date me and your friends say that I spit on them, just tell me.
Just dump me.
Honestly, put my hands away. I'm like a puppy. Put me down.
He said, I like him and obs his saliva goes in all my orifices anyway.
Oh!
Hey, good on you, David. But it's starting to give me a bit of, dare I say, an ick.
No.
Not the ick. The dreaded ick.
You know, there's two things you can't come back from. It's resentment and an ick.
Oh,
it's so true. Once you get resentment from someone, once resentment kicks in, it's game over. Literally, you can't come back from it. Ick's the same. No, it is.
That's so sad.
No, it's sad, but it's true.
He said, "Should I push through?"
Sad, but it's true.
Should he push through or quit before it's too late?
Quit.
Okay, cool. Moving on.
I don't know. Obviously, that's quite a minor issue. There's literally people like being cheated on.
Oh my god!
Do you know what I mean?
There's children starving in Africa. Like, come on now.
There's people dying, Kim. There's people dying.
There
like,
is.
I think you should maybe just stop being so fucking privileged.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's into you. That doesn't happen to a lot of us. It happened to Tom by chance, and it. But it's like, you know, I do sometimes think that like in relationships trivial stuff
it's so
can
easy
get to you because it is easy.
It's so easy to get caught up in trivial stuff.
Yeah,
it's hard to see the big picture sometimes.
You speak to your friend who's like, yeah, my boyfriend doesn't speak to me, he's horrible, he calls me a car and he cheats on me, and you're like, oh, maybe
I'm fine. Yeah. That is genuinely it though.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Fucking get a grip, David.
Yeah, David, you D-bag. Maybe just say that to him. Just keep saying it. And when he's like, why do you keep
spit
saying
back.
You, David?
Spit back.
Yeah, when he's chatting to you and he spits you, just go...
hock to her
and go, so how do you fucking like
maybe he'll get the picture.
Maybe he will, yeah. I just don't think that...
Too early to be talking about that kind of stuff now, though, with him. It's like, you're not at the level...
How long have they been together?
Well, he hasn't said, but he said it's quite... started seeing a guy, yeah.
Oh,
I feel like you can't be like, look, you're spitting on me.
Is it
and not in a good way.
I just think, like, when you say seeing someone, like, there's different stages, right? So you start...
He's only just met his friends. Feels early.
That does feel early, yeah. But still, that's like... Still like a big... It's a big step. In that stage, do you know what I mean? It's a big step, meeting friends, in my opinion.
I think you should just learn to love it, learn to enjoy it.
Just
learn to enjoy being covered in saliva.
Rain on Me by Lady Gaga featuring Ariana Grande, and just sing Rain on Me, like spit on me. Think spit of it me. As that. Think spit of it as a hot thing where he just spits on you.
Oh yeah.
And then you can also be like, oh, so you had fajitas for dinner?
Oh, spit. Okay, I've changed my mind.
You
dump
don't
him.
Want it. No,
that is so disgusting.
No, spit is gross. Like, there's things in the relationship that I can't deal with.
And one of them spit.
No, I wouldn't really care about spit because I get spat on anyway in bed. Yeah. But joking.
No, he's not.
But bad breath.
Mm.
I cannot do bad breath. Just floss, clean your teeth, mouthwash. Put a chewing gum in. It's not hard. Like, oral hygiene is a big thing for me. So if he's spitting and I can smell it, I think I'll be sick. And I think I have to dump him. I can do it. I can do it.
Vile.
Yeah. Anyway, so stick it out.
Stick it out.
But don't spit it
don't
out.
Don't spit it out. Right, God, we're cracking one. Through. This is the last fucking one.
Right, how long have we been going?
Take our time with this. Not that long. So Platform Princess is from Jade. She's 19 and
jaded,
she's
London.
From Berkhamsted.
I love got Birkenstock. Is that the same?
Not quite, my love.
What's Birkhamsted?
Birkhamsted is like near Buckinghamshire.
Where the fuck's Buckinghamshire? It's so real. I'm not even joking.
Just I've like west of London, like west of Watford.
I don't like Watford.
You don't like the west.
I just don't like west in general. I like Ealing.
Why?
Like Ealing Broadway is nice.
Eh?
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 Why do I like West? I do like places that are West.
Heathrow go Airport. West. I love Heathrow Airport.
I think Gatwick's better.
Gatwick is top tier.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you agree.
Yeah.
Someone the other day said that City Airport was better.
Oh, City is good, to be fair.
City's good because it's convenient.
Yeah.
But Gatwick's
convenient for us as well, so I feel like it...
Would it?
Yeah, Gatwick's direct train from Streatham Hill. Oh no, you got to change your Clapham Junction.
Where's City? City
is like sort of towards East.
Woolwich, no? It's Woolwich.
Is it Woolwich?
Woolwich, Southeast, SE, big up. I hate Woolwich. Yeah, Gatwick's better. Sorry, Carol.
Yeah. Jade is the Platform Princess. She said, this is going to sound basic as fuck, boys, but I think you'll sympathise.
Oh, always.
That's really always. Rude.
That's rude, but real. Rude, but real.
I cannot, and I mean cannot bear, standing on a train platform.
Are you alright?
No issues with trains, conceptually, but standing on the platform just makes me so itchy to get the fuck out of there. It's the people, the waiting. I hate it so much. Okay.
I don't know. I think... I can't relate because I like trains.
I hate trains. It's the second time you said that on this podcast.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
So she says, my boyfriend won't accept this. Every time we go to the station, I feel like he deliberately avoids sitting down to make a point. This is such a weird problem.
So she'll sit, but she won't stand.
She doesn't want to stand. Her issue is standing. She can't stand it.
I can't stand it.
Deliberately avoids sitting down to make a point, even when there's loads of seats. And if I ask to sit down, he just says, you can, I'm going to stand.
No, the boyfriend's got a point.
Why?
No, it's exposure therapy. He's like, no, he's real because he loves her, being like, you need to get over it. Just stand.
But standing is so much effort. I kind of relate to her.
Oh, you're so lazy. Oh my God.
Sorry. I love a sit.
Intrusive thought just came out.
I love a sit. She says, I know there's I know this kid's starving in Africa and everything, but tell
we
me
said that earlier, didn't we?
Tell me he's being an asshole. Why won't he sit with me on the fucking platform? Anyway, peace and love, guys. Mwah.
Mwah. Kisses. Oh, this again, this sounds like a no problem.
Sounds like not a problem, my love. Just sit down and let him stand. Problem solved.
You know what? Next time, get your AirPods out, put them in, and say, if you're not going to stand me, I'm not talking to you.
I tell you what, she sounds anxious attached.
She does. She needs to be near me.
Yeah, he's like, he won't sit with me. Maybe he doesn't love me.
Oh, that would be me.
Because that would be me.
That would be so me.
Like, why are you not sitting down with me?
What do you mean you don't want to spend
24/7
a day with me?
Uh-huh. Like, right by my side.
Me. You hate me. Mm-hmm. You want me dead, 6 feet under.
So you've got an avoidant boyfriend who wants to stand on the platform.
You want to sit. No, this is the real issue.
Okay, here's a theoretical... Question. I can't speak. Hypothetical situation. If you were to stand, would he then sit?
Well, no, because he's saying you need to just get over it and stand.
Or
so no.
Does he just not want to be close to her? That is the question.
Oh, this is a good test.
So you should test it.
Yeah, test it. Stand up.
Stand next to him, right next to him. Give him a little cuddle. And if he goes and sits down, you know that he's an avoidant boyfriend.
Who would want an avoidant boyfriend?
Oh, we all do. Unfortunately.
You know what? Unfortunately, avoidance and anxious, they are attached to it. They are attracted to each other.
They are.
Why is life such a cruel mistress? Like,
she
genuinely.
Is.
Like,
is.
Sometimes I'll meet someone secure and I'm like, oh.
Go away. Boring. Boring.
Boring.
That's a really good TikTok.
It's so funny.
You should make one.
TikTok. We should.
That says, like, an anxious person meeting someone who's actually secure and loves them properly.
Boring. Boring. No, but I saw a meme of that sound the other day being like, my nervous system when everything's going right and I'm safe and well. Boring. It's so true. Like, there's nothing wrong. Boring. Off Bunch the rails I go. Boring. 5 day bender.
Off the rails.
And I complain when I'm like, why am I so run down? I'm so stressed and anxious. And as soon as I'm not, I'm like, bored.
That's so funny.
Isn't it bad? So yeah, maybe just go up to him, give him a little cuddle, caress his hand, like put a finger in and just think, see what he does. If he sits down, he doesn't love you.
He does not.
Because avoidants don't love.
They
don't
take.
Love. Oh. No!
Nuke!
Avoidants don't... No, it's tricky.
Nuke them.
Because I think...
Nuke them!
Well, this is another thing that is a good talking topic. Because I think it's possible for the anxious to become the avoidant, not the other way around.
How do you mean? How do you mean?
I obviously have been through quite a lot of testing, trying relationships, mm-hmm. where I've always been an anxious girly-whirly, and I've always been like attracted to like avoidance. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I just always end up with people who are avoidant, and they're like, get away from me after a while. And it really triggers me. And I just think I've been so traumatized by it that like now, like I've recently just started going into dating again. And I just notice myself doing things that are like what an avoidant would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like being scared to spend too much time with them. Being scared like to have
self-defense.
Too much intimacy. It's defense because I'm like, I know if I get too close to you, I'm scared like it's going to happen again. I'm going to end up getting like destroyed, heart ripped out on the floor, stamped on. So I do think it's possible for an anxious to become avoidant. But why is it always the anxious that suffers? Yeah, because the avoidant, I don't know. Like, mate, if you're an avoidant and you've become anxious, please write in. But I just don't think you fuckers do.
Don't exist.
I don't think you don't exist.
This is all we talk about on this podcast.
Oh my god. Anxious, like,
this is the avoidant haters podcast.
No, but we don't have any avoidants that listen though, so they don't like they never get through to them. They don't listen. So, we're just fucking speaking to the fucking like the abyss. Like, I don't think that they become anxious. I don't know, because I feel like with an avoidant, you could just ignore them all day and they don't give a fuck.
They really don't.
They're like, yes, they've not spoken to me today.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
I really hope it's not that, and it's more just like, oh, I didn't even notice. That's kind of, is that better? I don't know.
Well, you could say that, like, that's a secure person. A secure person would be, no, but a secure person would notice. They would notice and be like, hey, is everything okay? But they wouldn't feel weird about saying that. They would, whereas an anxious person, if they noticed, would be like, oh no, good, like, I'm going to, like, you know, I'm going to cause an argument. Like, so you, instead of saying, is everything okay, I've not heard from you, you'll just, like, you do protest behavior. So you'll, like, put your phone on airplane mode. So, like, when they text you, it won't go through. Or, like, you'll just be like, you'll start an argument because you want them to like give you attention. Speaking from experience,
genuinely. Wait, say that again. What's protest behavior?
Oh, you got
it. It sounds like, familiar. That's what I'm asking.
Protest behavior. You need to read Attached. It's such a good book. Ooh. I actually lent it to Chels.
Lost. And she's back with her boyfriend, so yes, must have worked.
So I lent it to Chels, but I'll give it to, like, when she gives it back, I'll give it to you. It basically talks about attachment theory and basically how, like, each attachment style, apart from secure, because obviously they're just perfect.
Boring!
They have protest behaviours. Mm. So, like, an anxious girlie's protest behaviour will be, like, when they feel insecure, if they sense abandonment or they mm-hmm. sense that they're not getting as much love as they want, or they just sense that something's off.
Yeah.
Instead of just being an adult and communicating it and being like, hey, I feel like you're being off with me. What's up? Instead of saying that, because deep down they're actually kind of scared that it's going to cause, like, you know, to push them away further.
Yes.
So instead they'll just go about using, like, it actually comes from, like, childhood and basically, like, how kids, they'll use protest behavior to get attention from their parents. So you still have that in you. So, like, you're basically, you might be like, night, no kiss.
Yes,
like,
I do that constantly.
I'm going to do it all the time. Well, I used to do it all the time.
That's all I do.
Yeah, night, no. And they're like, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, bye. That's protest behavior because you want them to know you're pissed off without telling them. And it's like things like, I used to put my phone on airplane. I used to have an argument with, like, exes. I put my phone on airplane and go out and then leave it on airplane for hours. And, like, because I want them to text and think that something's, not something's happened to me, but I want them to text me and be like, why is this phone on airplane?
Because we want them to feel how we feel.
That's the thing. You want it, like, fuck you. I want it to feel how I feel.
But the tragedy is, they don't care. They don't fucking care.
It's other things like,
they didn't
just,
work.
Just start an argument.
And then it makes it worse because you're like, oh my god, I did all that stuff and they didn't give a fuck.
You put the phone back on, like,
and they've not texted you.
Are you fucking kidding me? And, like, and as well, like, you'll do things like start an argument, like, over tiny things. You want to feel closer to them, like, shit like that. And then, so, like avoidant protest behavior will be like, they will say, oh yeah, I'm really busy this weekend, when they're not. And they just like, oh, I've not seen my friends in a while, because I'm telling my friends, really, they think you're getting too close. They'll, like, push you away. It's like pushing, like, anxious protest behaviors is trying to get people to come closer and give them attention and give them, like, something. Avoidance behaviors is trying to get it to go away. Be like, I'm not well, but lying. It's like, oh, I'm really busy at work at the moment. Like, it's like a protest behavior. It's like, you're too close, get away from me.
Christ.
Anyway, every day is a school day. What were we talking about? Who was this about again?
God, I don't know, but I'm depressed now.
Oh, God, no, they didn't hear. I've been there, hold my hand. I've been there.
Oh, clammy.
It's all right, but I got out, you didn't. Oh.
We got a bit distracted because this train platform story is a bit bullshit, to be honest, Jade.
Yeah, oh my God, just...
Get over it.
I'm standing at the fucking platform.
No, but I do think your boyfriend is avoidant.
Has she got pin problems? Like, imagine if she
pin problems.
Wheelchair and we were like, just fucking get up, just stand, darling.
Yeah, imagine if she's literally disabled and she's like, my boyfriend won't sit down with me. And we're like, get over it.
Oh, get up, you should.
And he's
darling.
Like, you can sit down, I'm going to stand. She's like, well, I don't really have much fucking choice. Do I?
Oh, fucking! It's like that, you know, in what's it called? In Summer Heights High, when he goes up to the girl on the wheelchair when they're doing the routine, he's like, "I'm very disappointed in you this week. Everyone else is getting up and doing the floor work, and you didn't. You sat in your chair." It's bad.
It's funny though.
It's right.
Dear, oh dear.
Anyway, if you are, like, actually in a wheelchair and your boyfriend is sitting with you, then that's fucking dumb. The fuck, he's a cunt. He's an absolute arsehole.
He can sit on your lap. You've got a moving chair. There's always space.
You can sit on your lap. 100%.
But if you do, you know, have all your limbs, functioning limbs, then you probably maybe need to get over that, I think.
Just stand up, like, oh my God.
Just fucking stand up, bitch!
Use those legs, babe. Come on, God gave you them for a reason. Get up, seize the day.
I don't know about you, but God gave me mine to fucking kneel on.
Ah! God gave mine to just be really chicken-like.
Spread.
Spread.
God gave me legs to spread.
And then in 200... AC, God created the legs for spreading.
God created the sun for light, and he created legs for spreading. And on that note, Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll see you next week. God bless y'all.
Any more platform stories?
No more. You've got platform
any more
stories.
Anxious girlies with avoidant boyfriends?
Or avoidant. If you do this, please write in.
Tell us what the fuck is wrong with
what
you.
What the fuck's going on here?
At willysout.co.uk/willies. Oh, I've got it wrong. willysoutpodcast.co.uk/willies. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Stay toxic.
You are the weakest twink. You are the weakest twink. Goodbye.
You are the weakest twink. Goodbye.
Twinkly. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.